hillbilly heaven. All right.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We're gonna close things out as we usually do here with a gospel tune. And let me tell you about this gospel tune here. This is a band that goes back from the Boston area. They go back to they're from West Virginia, and then as the after World War II, when the hillbilly music moved from the different rural areas into the cities, a lot of it moved into the Boston, Massachusetts area, and one of them was a band called the Lilly Brothers and Don Stover, and they were a legend. They played at a place called the Hillbilly Ranch for something like 20-some years, seven nights a week. Can you imagine that for 20-some years? But they were a fantastic band. But anyway, I have a recording that I just had gotten. And this was actually recorded right down the road at the Ravona Record Studio. Paul Geary was the engineer. This is recorded in Ferndale, New York, so it's probably about 10 miles from the station here. So this is recorded right here in the WJFF listening area in June of 1973. Anyway, we do want to say that we're getting past things. This is WJFF Jeffersonville and W233AH Monticello. Here's the Lilly Brothers with I Have Found a Way, 845-482-4141.
I have found a way that leads to endless pain, yonder in the glory land. And the road is bright, for Jesus is a light, and I hold his guiding hand. I have found a way. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 W233AH, Monticello, New York. We're hydro-powered, and we're member-supported. It's just a couple of minutes after 3 o'clock. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up.
Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Callicoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncallicoon.com.
Well, the forecast for this afternoon is mostly cloudy. Tonight we have some isolated showers, lows in the upper 40s. Tomorrow mostly cloudy with widespread showers in the afternoon, highs in the mid-50s. The chance of rain tomorrow is at 90%, and Sunday night, numerous rain showers going down to the mid-30s. Chance of rain Sunday night, 70%. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Let's take a walk together. Let's go outside. It's so cold outside. Oh my God, fall is already here and all the leaves, they've fallen off the trees. And there's nothing better to do on a cold fall afternoon than sit at home and listen to the radio. There you are at your house. You're in your most comfortable chair. Oh, you know, the wing-backed one. You got that cup of chai, and you've been listening to the radio all afternoon. And it starts to get dark outside. And you get cabin fever, so you put on your sweater and you put on your coat. And you head out the door and you start walking. But you don't know exactly where you're going. You're just walking out on a cold evening with the wind blowing. And you find yourself down on River Road, right down by the river. And you're drawn towards the water. And it's all dark. And there's the moon reflected on the water as you hear it gurgling by. And then you hear some voices. And you're alone down there by the river, so you crouch down behind these bushes. And there's a fight going on down there by the river. And then you suddenly realize who it is. Oh my God, it's Neil Young.
together we may get away. This much madness is too much sorrow. It's impossible to make.
Behind a bush down by the river, and Neil Young has just told you some horrible things that have happened down by the river, and you wonder what got into Neil Young that he would shoot his girl down by the river. And then you remember that a lot of the British Isles music has influenced American rock and roll and folk music. And you realize that Neil Young is practicing an old art of the traditional murder ballad on his very first album after leaving Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Neil Young's down there by the river with all the other guys in the Crazy Horse Band in 1969, down by the river. So, you know, things clear out and you think you're almost in the clear and you want to come out and look at the moon because it's just beautiful down there on a fall night down by the river. But you hear more voices and you realize that things are not finished down there by the river. There's another couple down there with bad intentions. Pretty Polly.
Pretty Polly, come go along with me.
the passionate singing of Judy Collins from Who Knows Where the Time Goes, recorded in Los Angeles in 1968. So there you are. It's kind of dark, but you recognize Judy Collins' voice anywhere. But she's got all these guys with her, and you don't know who they are. But if you could turn on the lights so that you would see Stephen Stills was playing bass, James Burton on lead guitar, Van Dyke Parks on electric piano, James Gordon on drums, an incredible assortment of musicians playing so emotionally committed to Pretty Polly, that murder ballad, you know, a debt to the devil, Willie must pay for killing Pretty Polly and running away. And you have so many questions, so you finally get the courage. You're down there in the dark. It's night. You come out to talk to Judy and her friends, and you want to know who is the devil. But by the time you get down to the riverside, they've all gone, and you don't know what to do. You wonder a little bit, and you start to leave, and then you see Mick Jagger. Mick Jagger comes up to you, and he's going to tell you who the devil is. Down there in the dark by the side of the river.
Myself, I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul and faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Meet you. Hope you guess my name. But what's puzzling you is the nature of my game. Stuck around St. Petersburg when I saw it was a time for a change. Killed the Tsar and his ministers. Anastasia screamed in vain. I rode a tank, held a generous rank when the blitzkrieg raged and the bodies stank. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name. Oh yeah. I was puzzling you with the nature of my game. Oh yeah. Watch me glee while you kings and queens fall for tender caves for the god they made. I shouted out, who killed the Kennedys? When after all, it was you and me. Let me please introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I lay traps for troubadours who get killed before they reach.
by the riverside in the dark of night, and he wants you to go ahead and guess his name. Well, you know that that's Mick Jagger. You know that's the Rolling Stones from their Beggar's Banquet 1968 Sympathy for the Devil album. And you know better than to ask about Brian Jones. That was the last album that the Stones released in Brian Jones's lifetime. So you decide to just kind of play along there with Mick Jagger down there by the river, and he starts to walk off, and you know that he's headed to the cemetery, but you decide to just follow him. And he turns to you, and you don't expect him to talk to you, but he does, and he wants to know if you have a phone. Do you happen to have a mobile phone on you? And you do. And you hand it over there to him, and he starts to dial. And you can't help it. You're looking at the phone, and you're realizing he's dialing this phone number. It's so familiar. 845-482-4141. And you see Mick Jagger dialing that phone number, and you're going, oh, my God, that number, it's so familiar. Whose phone number is that? 845-482-4141. And then you go, oh, my God, that's WJFF. That's Radio Catskill. That's the radio station that in the Delaware River Valley. And you're down there by the Delaware River, and so you realize that maybe if Mick Jagger's going to make a phone call and make a pledge in the middle of the night there down by the river, that maybe you could do that too. So you get your phone back from Mick Jagger, and you call 845-482-4141. And you make a pledge because you recognize when he says, can you guess my name? The only reason you know who he is, because you've heard his music on WJFF. How would you know otherwise? So there you are, you down by the river with Mick Jagger, and he's walking off towards the cemetery, and you decide to follow him. And you follow him, and there you are in the middle of the tombstones. And you know, you've been hearing all these murder ballads and songs about the devil, and you don't know what's coming next. But you know that Irish traditional music has greatly influenced the Appalachian folk murder ballad. And so you're wondering what Mick Jagger has up his sleeve, because the chieftains are there in the cemetery. And the chieftains, they formed in 1962. Maybe they've been out in the cemetery that whole time. Maybe not. But Mick Jagger is going to sing a ghost story to you about the long black veil.
On a cold, dark night, there was someone killed 'neath the town hall light. Just a few at the scene, and they all did agree that the man who ran looked a lot like me. Well, the judge said, son, what's your alibi? If you're somewhere else, well, you don't have to die. And I spoke not a word, though it meant my life. I'd been in the arms of my best friend's wife. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, Lord, nobody sees, nobody knows. Yeah. eternity nears, and she stands in the crowd and sheds not a tear. But sometimes at night, well, the cold wind moans in a long black veil, she cries all over my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows but me. Nobody knows but me.
Sound of music, it comes to me from every place I go. Sunday morning, there's no one in church but the clergy's chosen man. And he is fine, I won't worry about him, got the book in his hand. Oh, there's a bitterest wind, the fields are swaying, the crows around their nest. I wonder what he's in there saying to all those souls at rest. I see the path which led to the door, and the clergy's chosen man. Bushes and briars, you and I, where do we start?
Sandy Denny. Sunday morning, there's no one in church but the clergy's chosen man. Bushes and briars, thistles and thorns among the sand. 1972. And there you are, you know, you're in the middle of the bushes and the briars. You're down there in the cemetery. And you feel like you had a dream where you heard Mick Jagger and the Chieftains. Mick Jagger was singing Long Black Veil. But you're not really sure because, let's face it, it's been a long night. It's dark. You've been out wandering around. And there's been a lot of murder ballads going on and ghosts and everything. And it was really nice to hear Sandy Denny kind of pull back a little bit and get a little bit more philosophical about everything. And you're down there in the cemetery and you're staring up at the moon and you realize that you haven't been alone this whole time, that a friend of yours, Kathy Geary, that's me. I've been down there with you, walking around in the dark, listening to music, thinking about all this stuff, listening to WJFF together, you know, 90.5 FM Radio Catskill. And so we've been ruminating about the philosophical meanings of all of these things going on in the dark in the fall and how things change and how important music is in understanding the world around us. And you know, I ask you if I can borrow your phone because I know that earlier you used it to make a phone call and that I wanted to make a phone call too. And I'm going to call 845-482-4141 because I understand the importance of music in my world and I understand how important it is for you and me to share it the way that we do every week here on the radio. You know, and so it's really fun. We're down there. There we are in the cemetery. And there's all these tombstones around us, and it's pretty depressing. But then, you know, our spirits get lifted because there is always another singer-songwriter out there who can change our point of view. And Sting comes in, and he reminds us that, hey, you know what? We're all just spirits in the material world.
Solution to our trouble evolution.
Yeah, that's refreshing, man. You were just spirits in the material world, and everything's going to be okay. So there we are. It's kind of it's very late, you know. It's almost dawn now, and it's time to go home. So you and me, we're walking back. We're walking back from the river. And, you know, we're looking around and just seeing how beautiful it is here, and that the fall has come and that the trees are all bare. And, you know, I tell you how it reminds me of one of my favorite musicians, Danny Kirwin, lead guitar player with Fleetwood Mac. In fact, I love Danny Kirwin so much and the way he plays the guitar that every single week when I listen to Now and Then, when you listen to Now and Then, you're hearing Danny Kirwin every single week because my theme song is played by Danny Kirwin. And so it's really delightful to mull over how the seasons change here at this time of year when the trees, they're bare. Fleetwood Mac. Danny Kirwin, Bare Trees.
Thank you.
Yeah, so the music, Fleetwood Mac, Danny Curran, it lifts you up. You feel so much better. And you and me, we're walking home. It's really fun to hang out now and then. Yeah, we get together now and then. So you go home, and you finally try to go to sleep, but you just can't get Mick Jagger out of your head. You saw him earlier, and he sings a little lullaby to you about dead flowers on your grave, a fitting end to a long night on Halloween. Yeah, that's quite a lullaby for a Halloween night. Send me dead flowers. So I'm Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then. And you know, that's such a gracious gesture that Mick Jagger made, that he'd send dead flowers. But you know, dead flowers, they don't go very far. What we really need is for you to send money. Mick, we need you to send some money here, because the radio station, we need your support. And not just, you know, some rich folks that you know, dead flowers, all of that. We need your support. We need your energy. We need your ideas. You can get involved here at the radio in a lot of ways. But the shortest route to get involved is to make a pledge during our Fall Fund Pledge Drive. Give us a phone call at 845-482-4141. You can visit us online. If you liked the journey that you and me took today down to the river and everything in the night, and you want to hear it again, you can go to our website. We have an audio archive. And any of the programs that you want to hear again, you can play them at your leisure on your computer, wherever you have an internet connection. You can also make a donation while you're there on the website, wjffradio.org. I'm Kathy Geary. I hope you enjoyed the program today. Thank you so much for listening.
been listening to Now and Then here on your community radio station. This is WJFF. We're community supported. That's why we're looking for your support right now. Call and support Kathy Geary and the program she brings to us every week and the station that makes it possible. Call now at 845-482-4141. 845-482-4141. Support WJFF. Support for Kathy Geary's program for Now and Then comes from listeners just like you. And also from the River Reporter newspaper, Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, from the Western Supper Club in Calicoon, New York. Dinner cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncalicoon.com. Coming up in just a moment, we'll be getting into another live edition of the Janice Adams Show. Remember, that number to call is 845-482-4141, 845-482-4141.